This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Engineers are devising the best methods to remove debris after the key bridge collapsed earlier this week. CBS's Nicole Skanga is there.
A colossal crane capable of moving 1,000 tons now poised to lift the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. An estimated 2,000 to 3,000 tons of steel now sitting atop of the cargo ship Dolly.
It's at least going to get cut safely into four pieces, and then we'll slowly and deliberately take it off the front of that vessel.
There were injuries after turbulence hit a United plane heading to Newark Airport.
A United Airlines flight traveling from Tel Aviv to Newark Airport experienced turbulence and had to make an emergency landing Friday.
WA 28 Newark Tower, use caution. Wind shear reported by a heavy Dreamliner on the approach end of runway.
The call from Newark Tower is heard on liveatc.net and talking about the plane being diverted to Stewart Airport in Orange County, New York. The Port Authority says at least five people were taken to the hospital. United Flight 85 refueled and continued to its Newark destination about an hour and a half later.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reporting. Spring storms are hitting parts of the West this weekend. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Some spots could see perhaps 3 to 5 inches of rain. And then, of course, you've got the snow that's going to be piling up across the High Sierra. We have had quite a busy winter season on the West Coast.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, has fired about a dozen of its roughly 12,000 employees accused of being involved in the Hamas-led October 7th attack. CBS's Chris Livesay has more on the group from Tel Aviv.
One former UNRWA official says Ismail Haniyeh, the political chief of Hamas, was once a teacher at an UNRWA school. It's in such schools, Israel alleges, that children are systemically indoctrinated. In a documentary by an anti-UNRWA Israeli think tank, an UNRWA student in the West Bank says they teach us Jews are bad people. I'm ready to stab Jews and hit them with a car.
The U.S. cut off funding to the group. The agency's director in the West Bank, Adam Baloukis, says that hurts Palestinians.
There are security implications to this. If we have a large population of kids not in school, you've got a largely male population under age 30, not working, no money in their pockets, nothing to do, hanging out. I mean, this is like a situation ripe for violence. They should be worried. We're worried. I'm worried.
In Jerusalem. Christians gathered for Holy Saturday Mass a day before Easter Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is one of the first states to join a new effort to get nutritious food to children from low-income families during the summer. Here's Mike Moan.
Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin is the first state to get the green light for the summer electronic benefit transfer program. 36 other states are poised to launch this summer, too. Eligible households will receive preloaded debit cards that families can use to buy groceries. Shelley Fortner of the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse applauds the move, noting half of the kids in the local school district already qualify for free and reduced price lunches during school.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are home during the summer months.
This new permanent program, authorized by Congress, is similar to the enhanced meal access the federal government provided during the pandemic. Throughout Wisconsin, there are separate meal sites for these kids when school isn't in session, but supporters of the new effort say it provides more flexibility, especially for households with limited transportation options. State officials point out that most families already enrolled in the National School Lunch Program will automatically receive the summer benefits. Fortner says meal access aids kids in their learning. For the summer, she says the additional access will help keep them active.
We've had a lot of information about, you know, sedentary activities like video games and TV and all of that. But our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
She adds this should help foster healthy lifelong habits for kids and prevent them from starting the next school year feeling sluggish. It's anticipated the money will be available in late June. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow showers and mixed precipitation possible today. We'll have a high near 43. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 28. Cloudy skies and 48 on your Sunday. Sunday night, a rain-snow mix, a low near 30. For Monday, some rain and snow with highs near 46.
Right now, it's 37.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, one and all, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. As Chuck just got through telling you, this is the show where you call in, 424-2600, if you're looking to buy or sell items to your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events going on throughout central Wisconsin, or that's our listening area, or anything else you want to talk about, that is what this show is. I am your host, Seth. It is the 30th of March, 2024, 11:07 on the clock. Happy great Sabbath to you, or Holy Saturday, however you want to call it. Day between Good Friday and Easter, of course. I hope everyone's having a good day getting prepped, maybe coloring some Easter eggs. I know that's what my family will be doing a little bit later today, and getting ready for the Easter holiday tomorrow. Hope everyone had a good week this last week, and we got a whole bunch to get into in the show today. Hopefully, most of it will be your calls, 424-2600. But we're also going to take a look at some programming coming up here on WFHR and our sister station, WIRI. We're going to look at some sports that kind of went by the board, so to speak, this weekend. What's coming up on that? High school baseball and softball coming up. We'll get into that a little bit as well. But most of all, like I said, 424-2600, watch your phone calls here. We got a lot of events to get to today as well. Most of the Easter egg hunts that were going on today have already started or completed, so I hope everyone had fun with that as well. At the top of the hour here, I just want to mention, if you didn't already know it, the Winter Farmers Market is not open today. It will be open again next Saturday, of course, all the way through May 18th. So this is the one day they're taking off this spring, of course, because of the Easter holiday. But they'll be back 9 to 1 next Saturday. So make sure you go there at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church and check out the Winter Farmers Market there. Before I get into any of that, this was mentioned briefly. James, Melissa, and I had a fun conversation on Thursday's morning show, and I would ask that you go ahead and check that out. Of course, just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, look for Mornings with WFHR, check out Thursday's second hour, and you will listen to James, Melissa, and I talk about the WBA Awards. And a lot of exciting news specifically for WFHR, but also for Civic Media. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. But let's go ahead and do what this show is all about. Take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I am having a rummage sale. My address is 4884 Monroe Avenue, Town of Plover. We have many items for sale. Some of the items is Christmas items, kitchen items. And we also have a 15-foot aluminum StarCraft boat with a 15-horse Mercury motor and a Motorola or a trolling motor with anchors and spare tire.
Okay, wow. The whole package there. What times and days are you going to be open?
We are open every day from 8 to 4 until everything is gone.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Very open-ended. I like that. So 4884 Monroe Avenue in Plover.
That's right. Town of Plover.
All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll hopefully get some people over your way.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend. Got a rummage sale happening 8 to 4 every day till they're out of everything. I love that dedication, by the way. 4884 Monroe Avenue in the town of Plover. Just want to specify that. The town of Plover, 4884 Monroe Avenue. Head out there today, and hopefully you can find that. And that boat, by the way, looks like that's a pretty good deal. So go check that out for us as well. Easy as that, everyone. That's all we are looking for. Call 424-2600. Or if you have the Civic Media app, of course, you can just pull that up. One-touch dialing. That'll get you through to us as well. Going back to the WBA Awards, of course, this is something we put together the very beginning of January. We collected all the stuff that we wanted to be nominated, put in for the different categories. And they have a lot of categories. I'll just say that out there. But we didn't enter everyone, of course, but the ones we thought we did the best in. And it was very exciting to be. This is the first time I've done it since I've been here. And James was saying this has been many, many years since we've entered anything into the WBA. And I have to say I am truly excited and truly happy and truly humbled by the number of finalists we have from WFHR in the WBA. So let me go ahead and go through these really quick let you know what's happening, why we're so excited about this. Of course, WBA Awards will be happening May 4th, and hopefully there'll be a big contingent at the actual award ceremony from here in Wisconsin Rapids. We are in the, so when I say finalist, so after we put all of our stuff in, the WBA sends it out to judges, and they're the top three vote getters are then entered as finalists to find out who the winner is on May 4th. So when I'm going through all of these categories, we are in the top three in the state on every one of these. That's what's so exciting. So in the category of Best Morning Radio Show, Mornings with WFHR is in the top three. Best Radio Show, The Kitchen's Open, show within a show, I guess you could call it, a feature, whatever, but that's what the category that was put into. Best continuing coverage, news coverage, PFAS and Wausau. If you remember earlier last year or in the middle of the year, Melissa did a long series about PFAS in Wausau, about the field there. It's great reporting, and we're very happy and very excited that she got recognized for that continuing story. Best use of audio and radio news, the anti-mask resolution at the city council here in Wisconsin Rapids. Best specialty programming. We actually have two in the final three on this one. Both my show, Seth Faces the Music, and James and my show, Director's Cut, are both up for the same award. So I guess James kind of joking about it that I'm actually up against myself on that one. But it's really cool that both of those shows ended up in the top three for the state of Wisconsin. Very exciting for that. We also had the best interview from Director's Cut, our interview with Mystery Science Theater alum Mary Jo Peel. Very exciting that that was also in the top three. Best promotional announcement, Seth Faces the Music promo, which you've heard many, many times if you listen at all to WFHR. And the best humorous commercial or underwriting announcement, DoorWorks voicemail. I got to give a big shout out to Melissa for that one. That was all her doing. She produced that one. She wrote it and she put it all together. So big shout out to Melissa for her news coverage. Big shout out to James for putting it all together, being the host of the morning show, of course. That is his show, and we all love being a part of it. So very exciting, everyone. That's nine categories, nine. Also other civic media stations that were in the finals. We got the Waukesha station, WAUK, the Green Bay station, WGBW, WISS, that's in Oshkosh. We've got WMDX, that's in Madison, and of course our friends up at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau were also nominated, or we're also a finalist for Best Interview as well, so we're kind of going up against them on that. So this is very exciting, everybody. It's great to have the recognition. Honestly, I know personally, I don't care if we win. It'll be great. It'll be so much fun to win. But right now, I'm just feeling great that we are doing enough good work that we are being recognized just by being in the final three. So thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to everybody who's allowing us to keep doing these shows. We do appreciate it. And a big shout out to you, the staff here, and of course, Civic Media for taking on the responsibility of getting everyone to get this stuff in. If it hadn't been for that, I don't think we would have done it. So very happy for Civic Media and especially for WFHR. 80-year-old station is still going strong. All right, let's go ahead and take our first break here, everybody. When we come back, I am going to look at some programming that we have coming up, some sports stuff. We'll get into what's happening with the various tournaments in college sports right now. We'll get into what we will be carrying, what we will not be carrying, some Bucks basketball, and we'll be talking about some softball, high school softball and baseball that's going to be broadcast on WIRI. So we'll get into all that when we come back to Over the Back Fence right here on WFHR.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your requests, and more. Every genre, every song, if it was released from 1990 to 99, we will play it. Sundays, 8 to 9 on Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Booyah!
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have a high near 43. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 28. Cloudy skies and 48 on your Sunday. Sunday night, a rain-snow mix. A low near 30. For Monday, some rain and snow with highs near 46.
It's 39 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Great Sabbath, Holy Saturday, whatever you want to call it. Of course, Easter is tomorrow. Hope everyone has some great plans happening. Maybe some family stuff, maybe a big meal plan. Whatever it is, I hope you have a great Easter tomorrow. All right, we got some more stuff to get into, but first, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, Seth. I called last week. I have a tubular, red tubular bed. A bunk bed. It's got a twin size or a single size on top and a full size on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's really clean condition. It has good, clean, usable mattresses. I'll take $20 or best offer. And then I have two wooden nightstands, about 24 inches wide. That $5 for those things. And about a 48-inch dresser. It's pretty clean for $5 also. It's a real nice dresser and all that. We just have to get this stuff out of there because we sold the place and we got to get everything out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
Moving stuff. Gotcha. Yeah. Where can they call if they're interested?
Yeah, this stuff is in Big Flats right now, so it's about 20 miles away. But
oh, okay.
We had in our mobile home trailer for a spare bedroom and it was almost never used while we were 20-some years we had it there. So.
Okay.
But it's 715-741-1544. My name is Dave.
All right. 741-1544.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. I hope the move goes well, too, for you. Oh, moving, it's never easy. I got some stuff here, everybody. Reiterate what he said, the stuff is not at his house right now. It's in storage at Big Flats, so you have to keep that in mind. That's where it is right now. But he's got a bunk bed set for sale, some nightstands, a dresser, all that's for sale. Has to go. They're moving, all that good stuff. 741-1544, 741-1544, the number to call if you are interested in any of that, any of those items, please go ahead and do that. So if you were listening to WFHR last night, and why weren't you? I mean, come on. You would have heard the men's Badger hockey team start off the Frozen Four. Sadly, it did not go well. They were just kicked right out of the tournament by Quinnipiac. And that was an upset. In overtime, they lost 3-2. So that is going to bring to an end the Badgers hockey season. They did have a great season this year. I think everyone can agree on that. They're very exciting for the future. Looking for more, going a little bit further in the tournament next year. So big congratulations to them. And I hope they look forward to next year. Looks like they're going to be pretty good. The other thing that we want to talk about, of course, is the Lady Badgers. Right now, they are in the Great Eight, excuse me. They call it the Great Eight in the NIT tournament, the WNIT tournament. And they, of course, advanced to the Great Eight on Thursday. Very exciting. We are very happy for them. And they have just recently released the schedule when they are going to play their next game. It will not be till Monday. And it looks like they're going to be playing St. Louis University. And it's going to start at 7 p.m. Central. That was 8 p.m. Eastern time. 7 p.m. Central, so that means that we will be broadcasting that game to you. We don't have a specific start time for the pregame show, but it will be starting. The tip-off will be at 7 p.m. Central time, and see if they can get any further, get to the Final Four of the NIT tournament. Very exciting. This is the best the Lady Badgers have done in a long time, so let's go ahead and support them. Check it out when we do play that game for you on Monday, because we will be carrying it here on WFHR. Of course, we've also been carrying all season long. Well, that's not true. About half the season of your Milwaukee Bucks as well. So I want everyone to remember on Tuesday, they will be taking on the Washington Wizards. They're going to be in our nation's capital for that. Pre-game starts at 5:30, tip off at 6. And that's coming up on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, we are going to be having our first baseball game. Yes, that's correct. At 4:25 is when we are going to start broadcasting Port Edwards Baseball. They're playing Pittsville, first game of the season for us. Mike Comer will be on the call. I will be operating the board. Hope everyone checks out. We got a lot of really fun games lined up, not only softball, baseball, all the great spring sports that we can bring to you as much as we can. We will see how that goes. It's very exciting. We have not done that in a while here at either at WFHR or WIRI. So keep that in mind, everyone. We've got some baseball, spring stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks. And then from there, we'll go and see how many games we can broadcast. We'll hope to get as many as we can. Also, shout out for more. We thank all the sponsors we have, but we could use some more. If you're interested in sponsoring spring high school sports, please call 424-1300. Talk to Pam. She will get you in contact with Ashley, and we will get something worked out for that. Very exciting, and we are very happy to be doing that. Don't forget also on Monday at 3 o'clock, we've got Playmakers, James Sports Show. We'll see who'll be in with him on Monday. Maybe he'll get a chance to talk to Coach Peckman. Of course, the River Kings season ended, sadly, in the Nationals tournament. They had a great season. Hopefully, Coach Paul will come in and wrap up the season, talk about next year, maybe looking forward. We'll see what's going to happen with Coach Paul and the River Kings. But what a great season for those kids. They've all gone home now, and it was great to follow them all season long. It was a lot of fun. Looking ahead to some other programming here on WFHR, coming up this week. Don't forget, on Monday, we are going to have a Veterans Update. We're going to have someone, Sean Plant from the VFW will be giving us the update. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you stepping in for that. We stepping in for Tom, who usually does it. So we do appreciate him coming in about 9:25 or so. Also on Monday at about 9:35, we've got Jamie Sparks, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate, our final Meet the Candidate segment on the morning show. I want to give a big shout out right now to Mr. James J. Maloff for doing all of these. We had so many candidates coming in, working through schedules, both Pam and James, I should say. Pam for scheduling them, James for the great work he does with interviewing. It's not an easy job, but he does a fantastic job with it, and we're glad to bring you all of this information about the election coming up on Tuesday. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit as well. On Tuesday at around 9 o'clock, we're going to get a call from Connie Henke of Alexander House. They're wrapping up their exhibit that they've had on for a while, and they got a new one coming right in. So we're really excited to talk to Connie about that. Always a great conversation with her to find out what's happening at Alexander House coming up for the next exhibit that they will be displaying. And of course, don't forget, we of course have the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We have Pet of the Week on Thursday and Star of the Day on Friday. Just stay tuned to WFHR, the morning show, 8 to 10 every weekday. Lots of fun. Prizes we give away. We talk about pets and animals, and we do wacky words. It's fun. Just keep it up, everyone. Keep listening to our almost award-winning morning show. Just keep that in mind. Almost the best morning show in the state of Wisconsin. Looking ahead to Midday Magazine this coming week, on the 2nd, on Tuesday, we have the Gift of Life coming in with Terry Hamas. And then in part two, we've got the Southwood County YMCA, sponsored by our good friends at Tri-City Services. Great. Can't wait to talk about the YMCA and their summer programming coming up as well. On Wednesday, for the entire hour, we got the Wood County Sheriff's update. Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be joining us with that as well, as they always do. Talk to Sheriff Sean Becker and a guest and see who else he brings in. He's always got some, when he brings people in, they're really remarkable people, some really interesting guests, and we can't wait to see what he does on Wednesday. On Thursday, in part one, we've got Run the Rapids, one of those fun annual walk runs that we have coming up with Matt and JR. They're going to be coming in. Good to see JR again. Haven't seen him in a little while. And in part two, UW Extension, always fascinating conversations with Extension Wood County and all the great things they offer. Man, I cannot tell you how much I have learned from the great folks at Extension, all the fabulous stuff they have there. And then wrapping up the week on Friday, we've got Representative Scott Crew coming on for his monthly update. And then in part two, this is really interesting. We've got RAM students that are a member of the FACT group. This is a tobacco nicotine prevention group. We've had them on before, and it's always fascinating to see what these kids are doing. Want to talk about nicotine and tobacco, vaping, all that stuff, how to prevent that in young kids, especially middle schoolers, which is who they are, which is just absolutely fascinating. Can't wait to hear about that. All right, 424-2600 is the number. Let's keep those calls coming, everybody. Just got about a little bit over a half an hour left here. I do want to quick, before we go to our second break, I do want to quick talk about some general things here, including some blood drives that are coming up here through the American Red Cross. As spring approaches, the American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to continue to strengthen the national blood supply. That means that we're doing okay, but we need always need more. Keep that in mind, everyone. People of all blood types, especially those with type O, the most common type, are critical to ensuring hospitals can meet the daily demand for life-saving transfusions. Lots of ways you can sign up for it. You can go to redcrossblood.org. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. All ways you can get more information and sign up for one near you. And that's what we're going to get into right now. As a thank you, all who come to give. Red Cross is teaming up with Warner Brothers Pictures and Legendary Pictures to celebrate the epic new film, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, and to invite donors to rise together and give blood. When donors share their strength by giving from now until April 7th, they'll get an exclusive Godzilla X Kong New Empire and Red Cross t-shirt while supplies last. And this is very fun, exciting. They always do. The Red Cross always has these fun little competitions and stuff going on. We do appreciate that. Now, let's go ahead and find out where you can do this in our area. up in Marathon County on Mosinee on April 5th from 12 to 5. It'll be at the Mosinee Brewing Company, 401 4th Street. In Plover on the 4th of April from 11 to 5 at the Plover Municipal Building, 2400 Post Road. The Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is open most days of the week from either 12 to 6:15 or 8:30 to 3:30. They're right next to Hyde Music in Stevens Point, so they have a lot of opportunities to do this. They also have a special opportunity coming up on the 11th of April from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at St. Paul's United Methodist at 600 Wilshire. In Wood County, we got a couple opportunities coming up to give blood as well with the Y, with the Red Cross. It's going to be at the Y. That's why I was getting a little ahead of myself there. In Marshfield on Monday from 11 to 5 at the Holiday Inn, 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. And in Wisconsin Rapids on the 9th of April from 10 to 3 at the Southwood County YMCA, 601 West Grand Avenue. Lots of opportunities to give blood. We'll probably have more coming up soon. And we do want to make sure we get as many people out as possible. All right. Let's take another break here, everybody. When we come back, we're going to get into some events happening all throughout central Wisconsin and some other information coming up, especially including election stuff, more information that we want to give to you from the League of Women Voters about where you're going to go and how to make sure you're registered and all that good stuff. So that's all coming up here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
We got to walk away from the mic on that
one.
That's
a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have a high near 43. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 28. Cloudy skies and 48 on your Sunday. Sunday night, a rain-snow mix, a low near 30. For Monday, some rain and snow with highs near 46.
It's 39 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. And if you like 90s music like that song, don't forget to check out Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. That is coming up tomorrow at 8 o'clock, tape 2. It's so, oh man, putting that together, I had so much fun with that show. Oh, I can't tell you how much fun I'm having. And I appreciate James putting that together because it is a fabulous, fabulous show. And of course, before that, you can listen to my show, Seth Faces the Music, the almost award-winning, close to award-winning, maybe award-winning show This week, my theme is touch. And yes, yes, get that. Yeah, get it out of your system now. It's just normal touch. It's fine, everybody. So just calm down. Just calm down, everybody. No, a lot of great songs, of course, about touch out there. And I was able to pick a whole bunch of good ones for Seth Faces the Music this week. You know, I realized I've been doing that for 2.5 years now. And I'm getting close. I still got a little ways to go, but I'm starting to get close to 100 episodes, and I cannot believe it. I've been doing it for that long already. Oh, I can't tell you how much fun. I'm still having so much fun with it, though. Love that show. Hope you like it, too. On Sunday, 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music, followed by Unlabeled from 8 to 9. Lots of music. Our block of music on Sunday nights, soon to be joined by Director's Cut. And we're going to have a whole block of quality listening on Sunday nights here on WFHR. Once more, a reminder that the Winter's Farmers Market is closed today. It will be open again next Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Just want a quick reminder on that. We still are in tax season, everybody. We still have a little bit of time left, he told himself. Whew. If you need help filing your income taxes, the AARP Tax Aid Program is designed to provide free assistance for low to middle income taxpayers with special attention to those age 60 and older. Now, you don't have to be age 60 and older. This can be anyone who needs some help with their taxes for low and middle income taxpayers. This is a very cool program, very helpful. And it's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and select Thursdays at the Lowell Center going through April 11th. So keep that in mind, everybody. And that's basically the whole time the Lowell Center is open. They'll be offering those tax aid programs. If you want some more information, call 715-422-2778, 422-2778, between the hours of 10 and 1, Monday through Friday. And you can schedule your appointment. That's how they want you to do it. Schedule your appointment determined on first call, first serve basis. And as a reminder, although this is a free service, donations, of course, are appreciated and greatly benefit Lowell Center programming. So those donations, of course, go to the Lowell Center in general and all the great programming they do there. Good friends and all this fun stuff they do, including housing the ADRC's meals programs, our senior dining programs in Wisconsin Rapids. They are still looking for volunteers, everybody. We had our good friend Tim Chris came in on Thursday, of course, for Pet of the Week. He is part of the Humane Society Board. And he was telling us that he couldn't make it the week before because he was helping with the ADRC. And we give him a big shout out and thank him for doing that. But that means we need lots of people to help out. So even if it's 1-2 hours, whatever it is, they can use your help. You can help package meals for Meals on Wheels. You can also help them for their in-place dining at the Centralia Center. Food is delivered in bulk, cooked, and volunteers portion it into individual trays, seal them, and get them ready for their Meals on Wheels routes. And they also set up and serve senior dining at the Centralia Center. Different shifts are available from Monday through Friday, 9 to 1. You can work with your schedule. Just keep that in mind. Even if you think, oh, gosh, I only have a little bit of time, they can work with you. And they would love to have you come help out. Also, senior dining in Nakusa, if you live in the Nakusa area, volunteers to set tables, serve meals to participants, and help with cleanup at the Nakusa Community Center. Mondays and Wednesdays, shifts are available from 11 to 1:30. They're also looking for leaders, peer leaders, to help co-facilitate a fall prevention program for adults 60 and over called Stepping On. We've talked about that program here many times, and now they're looking for people to help out and lead those programs. Approximate time commitment, is classes held 1 to 2 times a year, run for 7 weeks, once a week for 3 hours. So that's what the commitment is. They, of course, will provide training for you. If you want more information about volunteering or anything else the ADRC offers, check out their website, adrc-cw.org, or call 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545. All right, one more general thing we do want to talk about. With the League of Women Voters, who came in not that long ago to talk about the election. I do hope you were able to check out the second half of Midday Magazine yesterday. We did a rebroadcast of City Clerk Trent Miner with a lot of great information about voting, what's going to be on the ballot in Wood County. It's a fabulous listen. I would highly recommend you check out. That was on March 8th when we originally broadcast. That's where the podcast is. So go to civicmedia.us. Click on shows, Midday Magazine, go to March 8th and listen to Trent talk to James about all of the election information coming up here on Tuesday. It's almost here, everyone. Of course, you can always go to myvote.wi.gov. That is the website. In fact, I myself went there this week. I just wanted to double check candidates, what's on my ballot. You can do all that to make sure you're registered. It's very easy to use. I mean, it is extremely simple. For if you find out you're registered, just enter your name and your birthday, and they will let you know. Put your address in, and they will tell you exactly what is on the ballot in where your polling place is. All that great information. Please, please, please. It's a great wealth of information about voting for that. So you can also request. I don't think where they're doing absentee ballots anymore. I think because of the closeness of the election. You can also find your municipal clerk. Find the date for the next election. They've got stuff coming up for the primaries in August. And then, of course, the general election in November. And like I said, see what's on your ballot. And don't forget, of course, that they always could use poll workers. They also have a place that if you want to be a poll worker on the website, you can check it out to see if you can do that as well. Help us maintain our democracy by helping at the polls. I want to talk quickly about the Diversity in Business Luncheon put on by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber. Good friends over there. You need to register by April 1st, which is why we're talking about it right now. So you have till Monday to register for this if you're interested. It's actually taking place on April 8th at Mid-State Technical College from 11 a.m. to about 1:30 p.m. That's where the program is. There is going to be lunch is included, a buffet-style lunch. So there is a $35 per person fee if you're a member of the chamber. For non-members, it's $45. Once again, please, you need to get that in by April 1st. Go to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber's website for more information on how to get registered for that. Immerse yourself in a dynamic experience where professionals gather to celebrate inclusion through networking, insightful talks and collaborative discussions. Featuring a diverse panel of experts, including Lynette Lagarde, Marketing Director at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa, Olga Meza, Wood County Health Department, and our good friend Fidel Perez, the owner of El Cafe, the sponsor of our birthday and anniversary club. Very cool. We love Fidel and the whole staff over there. So if you want to hear him give you some great information about diversity in business, this is a great opportunity. Once again, you have until Monday to register for this very, very cool event. As we go along here, we do want to let everyone know that we have our good friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum have a traveling exhibit that's going to be starting on Tuesday, April 2nd. It's going to run through May 30th. It is the Wisconsin's John Muir, an exhibit celebrating the centennial of the National Park Service. How cool is that? Very fabulous. And hopefully we can get the Historical Society in here soon to talk about that on Midday Magazine. Can't wait to see what they have to say. Exhibit hours are Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m. This is presented by the Southwood County Historical Corporation. And this is also part of the Wisconsin Historical Society. So make sure if you are a member of the Historical Society, you can help you out that way as well. The Historical Society is at 540 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm guessing you've probably been by there before. But this is a very cool about John Muir, of course, the famous wildlife photographer from Wisconsin. Find out more about him on this exhibit from April 2nd through May 30th. We also have another exhibit coming up, and I touched on this just a little bit. We've got the Body and Boldly Beyond exhibit coming up at the Alexander House, and that is what we will be talking with Connie about on Tuesday, so make sure you tune in for that. Your friends and family are cordially invited to an open they have a reception coming up on Thursday too, sorry. But I want to talk about the exhibit first. The Body and Boldly Beyond exhibit featuring paintings, ceramic sculptures, and mixed media works by Bonnie Dean and Laura Newman of Wisconsin Rapids, local artists. This is very cool. Can't wait to see what this one is all about. The exhibit is free and open to the public to view April 7th through May 7th on Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 4 p.m., or by special admission as well. You can talk to them on their Facebook page. You can find out more information there. You can go to alexanderhouseonline.org. That's their great website. Find out more there as well. So we also want to highlight the opening reception coming up on this coming Friday, April 5th, from 5 to 8, and get to meet the artists, Bonnie and Laura, and find out more about this very cool exhibit happening at Alexander House in Port Edwards. Like I said, we'll be talking to them more as we go along here. It is the first Thursday of the month, this coming Thursday, which means our good friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will be entertaining you at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4. Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from today's gone by. Sing along if you want and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories. Love Pete. From over 50 years in the music industry, it's free. Donations, of course, are gladly accepted for that as well. 2 to 4 at the CWCC, 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids for that. Every first and third Thursday of the month. We just want to remind everyone that the PAX show that was supposed to be happening coming up on this Thursday, Dean Martin Jerry Lewis tribute show, has been canceled, unfortunately, because one of the performers was hospitalized. So we, if you have any questions about refunds or finding out what they're doing about tickets for that, if you have already purchased tickets, go to savorthearts.com and check it out to make sure you get the information that you need. Go to their Facebook page. You can ask them there as well. That was supposed to be coming up, of course, on Thursday the 4th. But unfortunately, not going to be happening. Also want to point out, we've got the first Wednesday of every month. We have a Wisconsin Rapids Parkinson support group that meets at the Legends Room at Ridges Golf Course. It goes from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. The group caters to those with Parkinson's disease as well as caregivers. You can follow them on Facebook. They have a Facebook page as well. Or learn more at wiparkinson.org. You can call 715-451-3694, 451-3694 for more information. All right. We are going to have a couple of other things coming up here the week after this coming week. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Let's take our final break right now, everybody, here on Over the Back Fence. Of course, more of your phone calls are also welcome. 424-2600 here on Locally Grown Radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it, the theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have a high near 43. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 28. Cloudy skies and 48 on your Sunday. Sunday night, a rain-snow mix. A low near 30. For Monday, some rain and snow with highs near 46.
Right now, 40 degrees. Ba-da-da,
welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. A little overcast right now, but at least it's still on the warmer side. Of course, who knows what's going to happen over the next couple of days with the weather. Who knows? We don't know. I don't know. That's for sure. But you should keep listening to WFHR, and they'll keep giving you weather updates all the time. All right, I've got a few more things that I forgot to mention about this coming up this week, including next Saturday, and we'll figure that out here in the next last 10 minutes of the show today. The Noches Familiares, Family Nights, the next one is coming up this Thursday, the 4th, and this is put on by the 4-H Club and UW Extension, Wood County. Join the Juntas Family Club. It is free. Bring the whole family. The meetings are every month at UW Stevens Point in Marshfield, at UWSB Marshfield, of course. For more information, call our good friend Yasmin Carbajal, 715-261-1244, 261-1244. This takes place in Marshfield, everyone. Just want to remind you of that. They got one more on May 30th as well, so keep that in mind. Lots of great information here for another great event, I should say, from UW Extension Wood County and the 4-H Club. Yikes. The Wisconsin area Wood County 4-H will also be presenting their Creative Arts Day coming up next Saturday. That is the 6th at Rams at their middle school. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on, including one-act plays, demonstrations, skits, arts and crafts, photography and Lego building, creative drawing contest, vocal and instrumental solos, and group performances. It is Creative Arts Day. It is going to be a lot of fun. It is at Rams coming up next Saturday, April 6th, put on by the 4-H. We are very happy to support them for that. Speaking of supporting the arts, we also have a couple other things happening next Saturday that we want to point out for everybody. We've got the upcoming mattress sale and trivia contest that's coming up on for the LHS Music Department. The LHS Music Department, that's right. This is their big one for the high school. It's going to happen on next Saturday from 10 to 4:30 at the cafeteria at Lincoln High School. Mattresses are made to order. Sales benefit travel costs for the LHS Orchestra and future field trips for the band and choir. There's also going to be a trivia contest that same day. And this is a fundraiser for the, let's see here. This is for the Tri-M Music Honor Society. So this will be going on about the same time as the mattress sale. This is just for fun, everybody. $50 per team to join. All proceeds will go towards the Humane Society and LHS Tri-M. No prizes, just fun. Up to six members for a team. Payments are due by April 3rd, so that's coming up by Wednesday this month, so they can make sure. And all of this is happening at, of course, Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South in Rapids. The trivia contest is in the Lincoln Band Room, and of course, the mattress sale is in the cafeteria. So lots of fun stuff going on. Great way to support the arts at Lincoln High School and throughout Wisconsin Rapids. On April 7th, Sunday, we've got the next St. Bronislava's Holy Name Society's All You Can Eat Breakfast. From 8:30 to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links and ham, milk, juice, coffee. Cost is $10 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the Men of Holy Name and the table service provided by St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop number 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish school and youth needs, and of course, they thank everyone for their support. I do hope You were listening to Midday Magazine yesterday, or if you missed it, go ahead to civicmedia.us. Click on shows, hit to Midday Magazine, go to Friday. And guess what? The Prairie Chickens are there. The Prairie Chicken Festival is happening April 8th through the 14th. It's fabulous. It's one of the very cool things that happens in this area with Prairie Chickens. Go to their website, wisprairiechickens.org, for their full schedule. Visit the website. There's just too much to mention. We cannot go over it all here. There's going to be vendors, silent auction, artists and authors, children's activities, movies, birding experiences, tours, nature-themed exhibits. Whew. If you want to email them for more, if you have any questions or anything like that, go to Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Fest, all one word, at gmail.com. One of the featured authors will be George Archibald and his book, My Life with Cranes, A Collection of Stories, which sounds like a lot of fun. Yes, Prairie Chicken Fest is back. What a very fun, very unique opportunity for people in the area here. I love it. Now, as many of you have heard, there's going to be an eclipse coming up very soon. In fact, it's going to be on Monday, April 8th. And if you want to view it, why, the moon will be covering almost 85% of the sun during this eclipse. So the eclipse will begin at 12:52 p.m. and reach its maximum at 2:05 and end at 3:19. Wisconsin Rapid Public Schools staff members and students from Lincoln High School will host an eclipse viewing event for interested community members at the Southwood County Recreation Center, which is just south of the high school campus, of course, located at 1801 at 16th Street South. Several different projection methods will be set up to view the eclipse safely. Safely, everyone. Do not look at it. Just a reminder. And there will be a limited number of eclipse viewing glasses available as well. Follow the posted signs when you get close to the school. Questions may be directed to the district science coordinator, Dave Burgesson. 715-424-6721, 424-6721, or email dave.bergerson@wrps.net. So if you're interested in the eclipse, and who isn't, how cool is that? Eclipses are awesome. Make sure you go ahead and sign up, and they will have that opportunity for you to check it out. As we look ahead here, we just got a little bit of time left here in the show. And I just want to quick check out a few other quick things coming up here. We do have the Shred Day, Community Shred Day coming up, put on by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, canceled checks, etc., to be securely shredded on site by ShredSafe. Each individual can shred up to 2 18x10 boxes for free. They will kindly ask for a donation of $5 for each box thereafter. Documents brought in to be shredded do not need to have the staples removed. Good reminder there. $1 will be donated to the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties for each pound of paper shredded, with a maximum donation of $2,000. Very cool. It's happening Wednesday, April 10th from 9 to 11, or until maximum capacity is reached, of course, at the Prevail Bank parking lot, 1601 Lincoln Street, in Wisconsin Rapids. And this is just another fun thing that they do at the United Way to not only help the community shred documents they don't need anymore, or any number of other things that they do. And we've got the canning event coming, the Yes We Can sign up, get your teams ready for that event that happens over at Witter Field during a Rafters game. That's always a fun event and very, very cool. So keep that in mind as well. We got the Rafters coming up very soon as well, beyond these airwaves once again. Excuse me. And we can't wait to start broadcasting those games starting at the end of May, getting the Rafters back on WFHR. Whew, that's a lot to go over, everyone. We're almost out of time on the show here today. I want to thank callers, everyone who called in. If you're listening, thank you very much for tuning in. The show is here because for you and because of you, everybody. We want to keep this show going the way it is. We do need more. We do need engagement. We do need you to call in. Not enough time to call in right now, but please keep that in mind. If you enjoy the show, let us know in one way or the other. That's how we keep this show going as it is. Quick reminder, coming up after the show is Charlie Barron's Cripes Cast. He's going to be in town coming up this week as well. Got a couple of sold-out shows. So you can't get tickets because they're sold out. you can listen to him on the Cripescast coming up after this show. Of course, Max Sinks Radio is later today. Lots of great live music they have on that show. And tomorrow, do not forget, we have at 1 o'clock the Polka Show, the rebroadcast of the Polka Show, a new one from Tim Hubbell. From 6 to 8, we have Seth Faces the Music, a new show from me about the word touch, touching songs. Kind, good touches, good touch, not bad touch. And from 8 to 9, we've got Unlabeled, the next Unlabeled show put together by James Maloff. Fabulous music coming up Sunday nights. You need to keep your dial right here on WFHR, unless we're doing a baseball game, which we will be doing on WIRI on Tuesday. Stay tuned for that as well. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next week on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always